I don't know what else to share, actually. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot to say, of course, and I have not stopped talking about our dear brother this whole week. But anyway, I don't know if any of the senior brothers or some of the leading brothers or co-workers have something to say, to maybe echo, confirm what I shared earlier. Words is hard to convey, or hard to convey the this spirit of absoluteness, this spirit of total adherence, total adherence through thick and thin, through up and down, through, in the case of our brother Benson, almost 60 years of time, 6 decades, and still remaining faithful to the ministry in that kind of way. I think I can safely say that even though our brother is not some charismatic, eloquent speaker, because that is not his main function, but his person, his heart, his dedication, his constancy, his abandonment to, and his absoluteness towards this ministry and the minister, not just the ministry, but the minister, because these two are one. Brother Lee again said to Brother Ni, "I follow you. I follow you," with Watchman Ni, "because you have the Lord's revelation, and you have the Lord's oracle and speaking. So you are the one taking the lead in the work, in the recovery. So I follow you. But actually, I'm not following you. I am actually following the vision. I'm here following the way that you expounded. I'm following this this vision of God's economy and God's recovery." In other words, if you would one day abandon this way, I will not follow you. I follow the way that you have brought to us. This is the right attitude. And Benson's following, and many others, it's not just Benson's following of Brother Witness Lee, who follow Watchman Nee, and his ministry is in is was in this way. Yes, he followed the man, and he followed the ministry as long as the man and the ministry were one, were not separated or divorced. He followed the man, and he's not ashamed to say that. But ultimately, he's following a vision. And of course, like Paul said, "I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision." And so we can say this for sure concerning our brother. But while the minister and the ministry are one, to follow one is to follow the other. I hope you follow me. And in this way, his following, or his footsteps, his following, close following footsteps, becomes our roadmap, becomes our way. And here I would like to say that beside this brother, there are actually many brothers and sisters in the recovery who are like that. They may not have the kind of leadership function or role in the churches and in the recovery, but in their heart, they are like this. And it is these ones who help to preserve the recovery, the churches, in this way of the ministry, in this way of the Lord's recovery. They are this for sure. But brothers like Abraham Chang and brother and Benson Phillips were the outstanding ones amongst us, the influential ones among us. And for that, I am just so grateful, so thankful to the Lord. I like to be one of those, and therefore I imitate them and their ways as much as I can. I really pray that for the sake of the recoveries going on from generation to generation, there would be ones who would have received grace and would be so faithful to follow likewise. There will be those. There will be those, and there have to be those. And surely, surely, such a one qualifies to be called a victor and an overcomer. Paul, in his last days, especially as seen in 2 Timothy, mentioned many names. Besides those like Alexander the coppersmith and Phygellus and what is that other person's name? Hermogenes and whatever, and eventually ones like Demas and so on, were once with him. And they turn against him, and they left him for this or for that reason. And we know that according to, you know, the ministry, that when Paul says, "For all have left me," and then in Philippians that we read this morning earlier, that no one is, you know, shares my burden for the things of Christ. And it is not just people in those days leaving Paul, the person, but really they left the ministry. They left the ministry. But on the other hand, the ministry is not in the air hanging there. The ministry is with a person. This is the principle of incarnation. Brothers and sisters, don't think there's something wrong with persons. Yes, we follow the Lord. Even the Lord was a person, the first God-man. And the apostles and other ministers of the Lord. We should not be ashamed to say we follow. Watchman Witness Lee follow Watchman Nee. And there are those who would follow Witness Lee, and there's those who would follow those ones. I, in all my serving years and in my church life, found that this is actually one of the very, very important principles related to my own going on. My Christian life, my church life, and my serving life. And that is, who do I follow? Who do I stick with? Who do I hang out with? You know, sorry for that light word. Paul says, flee youthful lust and be with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. In that section, it talks about two kinds of vessels in the great house of God. That great house of God is not the church, but Christendom. They're those who are gold and silver vessels and those who are wood and earthen vessels. Don't hang out. Don't follow. Don't be with those who are the wood and earthen, the natural ones, the fleshly ones, the common ones, the ones who are for themselves, the ones who are occupied with their own interest. And we have seen this in the Lord's recovery. Co-workers, leading ones, who eventually were for themselves and not for the recovery, for their own ministry, for their own work, for their own glory, for their own territory. But I can tell you these brothers, and hear about Brother Benson, the striking thing when you contact him is there's none of this. He's not around to build his own little empire, to build his own little ministry, to build his own little work. He has only one mind and one heart, that is to build the work of the Lord's recovery, to sacrifice himself for the interests of the Lord's recovery. Go to Russia to do what? To make a name for himself? To become the apostle of Russia? No, no. And it's for the Lord's spread in his move, in his recovery. And he would be sent by Brother Lee. And Brother Lee can only send this kind of a person, and only this kind of person are worthy and ready to be sent. Today, we're facing, for sure, another generational change. We're talking about the going on of the recovery. Where will the recovery go? What way will it take? I will tell you, as for me, it is extremely clear, extremely clear. I just need to follow these ones who follow the ministers of the age, and I would be safe. Dear brothers and sisters, take this way. Don't take any other way. Don't. You will only harm yourself, and you will hurt the Lord's recovery. I say this to not just to brothers, but to sisters, because often it was the sisters who remained faithful when the brothers would be moved, shaken, or deviate, or withdraw. Certain sisters remain faithful, but all of us saints, you don't have to be a leading brother or co-worker. You're just a saint in the recovery. You would see this, and you would be faithful.